Zimbabwe's national team, the Warriors, drew nil all away to Mali in their Group 6 match Sunday. This means that the door to the African Cup of Nations 2004 finals in Tunisia is still open. Qualification might depend on what happens in the game between Mali and the Seychelles. A first ever appearance at the showcase of African soccer beckons for Zimbabwe, but they need a big win in their final game against Eritrea at home to emerge top of their group and be sure of going to Tunisia. After Sunday's match, Mali has the group with a similar number of points as Zimbabwe after 5 games each. Both teams have lost a game each, but the Eagles, as the Malian national side is known, have a superior goal difference. Since independence 23 years ago, the Zimbabwean soccer team has failed to qualify for the African Cup of Nations or World Cup. The soccer-crazy but success-starved nation was handed what many thought was an easy passage to Tunisia when they were drawn in the same group with continental lightweights Eritrea and the tiny Indian Ocean island of Seychelles, with Mali completing the line up. Things looked even brighter when the Warriors beat both Mali and the Seychelles in Harare, but the Islanders turned the tables by unexpectedly beating the Zimbabweans in Victoria 3 weeks ago. Zimbabweans are now praying that the Seychelles win or force a draw in their final game against Mali. Should Mali win, Zimbabwe must beat Eritrea by 3 goals more than Mali beat Seychelles to top the group and qualify automatically. Should they win but fail to score the required goals and still be level on points with Mali but second due to an inferior goal difference, they can still qualify if they emerge as the best runner-up of the teams in groups 6 and 7. Zimbabweans must wait until July 6th when the final games are played to celebrate their first appearance at the Continental Soccer Showcase or mourn another failure to do so. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, Harare.